All right, riddle me this, Kev. What's one of the first upgrades you should do to your vehicle? What is it? What do you go for?
Well, you might think power, but ultimately, from a smart and safe perspective, definitely the brakes.
Yeah, no doubt. Upgraded braking system can really transform a vehicle's performance and honestly give you better peace of mind behind the wheel in any situation. You know, from the track, the off-road trails, even the morning commute, every single vehicle deserves performance brakes at an affordable price.
And no matter what your vehicle or driving style, PowerStop has complete brake upgrade kits for you. So head to PowerStop.com, fill in your vehicle's information into their easy-to-use brake finder to be matched with complete kits and components that are low-dust, noise-free, and feature upgraded stopping power.
That's right. You could join the thousands of other drivers that have already transformed their vehicle into a stopping powerhouse today with PowerStop. PowerStop.com, brake upgrades made easy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is the Two Guys Rush podcast. He is Kevin Bird. I am Willie B. And we have our boy Kyle Breezy on from BMR Suspensions. I love these dudes, man. I've got to use the guys a couple times on some old school Camaros. Then recently on my this 2011 Fezzer Camaro, which is kind of a wild setup. And Kevin, I know you and I have used these guys several times on the show. We just really, when it comes to aftermarket suspension upgrades, is one of the best things that you guys can throw at your car. Literally in a weekend, you can completely change how that car feels, how it drives, how it performs, and how just addicting it is behind the wheel.
I'm telling you, man, suspension upgrades on just about any ride, to me, are one of the best things you can do to a vehicle. Because, you know, to be honest, we're in traffic, we got speed limits, etc., and you know, sometimes we, you know, exceed those,
we break those,
you know. But hey, sometimes when you're stuck in various parts of traffic, man, it's just that one off ramp, you know, that one, you know, corner, that little S you can get, those little things you can sneak in during your daily drives, let alone your, you know, kind of road trips and stuff. And even if you can't blast 1,000 horsepower, you know, and rip it up, you know, well past the three-figure speed limits, you can corner carve. And that alone can make your day, right? It can put a smile on your face. So to me, suspension is just a go-to given, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny because that's truly where you win races at. It's easy to go fast in straightaways. It's easy to go fast coming out of turns. But, you know, tight chicanes, curves, big sweeping, or, you know, nasty real tight corners, if you can get your car to handle right, to perform right through that corner, that's how you inevitably win races. We just, let me tell you guys, we just did, most recently on the TV show, a four-cylinder Camaro. Ain't nobody having fun driving a four-cylinder Camaro in stock form. How do you make a four-cylinder Camaro fun? Outside of putting a V8 in it, well, you put suspension in it. And, you know, that way you can attack the road with everything that little four banger's got. That's the only hope for it.
That's right. Oh, man. So, yeah, at least you can get one direction of heavy G, and that's the cornering G's. Yes. And, you know, that was a BMR setup, man. It was pretty nice. 2019 Camaro. Now, these guys, they're into old stuff, old muscle cars, and new stuff. They've got it covered from, you know, almost start to finish.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny because there are a lot of companies out there that will, you know, that will go and give you tubular control arms or go and give you a, you know, an upgraded piece. Because quite honestly, man, it was stunning to see what, you know, manufacturers are putting underneath cars nowadays as a trailing arm, or, you know, a piece of equipment that's supposed to provide you some strength, some rigidity, some, you know, some security in tight turns and so forth. But everything is so designed to be lighter, to be, you know, cruising comfortably, it really takes away from the performance side. And man, when you start replacing parts and pieces, boy, do you start really climbing up the performance ladder.
Yeah, and the old stuff, I mean, all of it was horrible. The geometry, the componentry, everything, it was just terrible. So ideally, you just get rid of it all and put the new stuff in.
Yeah.
Now on the newer vehicles, right, engineers have gotten so much better. The geometry's there. Sometimes you're getting very complex systems, multi-link systems, you know, A-arms, et cetera. But, you know, even though the basics, the pickup points on the suspensions are far superior, they're still building them for the masses. So like you said, you're taking out weight, you're making parts thinner. They don't have, you know, some of the stiffness you need when you really start hammering and cornering. And even, you know, for anybody that has something greater than a four cylinder and you start doing, you know, burnouts and hard launches, wheel hop, those kind of issues, the OEs, you know, they're not, let's say, providing you with the necessary hardware to really attack those things that we like to. And that's where BMR and other guys like this start to come in, is really fix some of those ailments, those gaps between, you know, what the OEs delivered. And like I said, that's the positive side, is it's all right there, right? You don't have to cut apart and put a whole front end or rear end in some of these newer vehicles. Sometimes you just need to upgrade a couple of key components, add some stiffness, and wow, the fun factor goes flying.
And Kyle, you've probably seen that over the years you've been at BMR, man. Is it pretty amazing for you to get in the car and do the before and after drive and ride? Because to me, that is just, that's such a game changer for most people. Hop in that car after you throw just a couple pieces and see the difference, and that encourages them to go even deeper into, you know, suspension upgrades.
Yeah, man, absolutely. You can literally transform a car by just adding a couple simple bolt-on parts. You know, you can take it from being boring to being way more exciting to drive just by simple stuff. And people don't realize, you know, it doesn't take a ton of stuff to do it. You can do it with just a handful of parts. And, you know, we try to be there for those people.
Yeah, man, you guys truly are. When I was telling Kevin about you guys, I love how you guys can do an overall kit or one piece at a time. So let's talk about that. We got to take a break now, but when we come back, man, let's talk about some of these cool upgrade kits you guys produce, manufacture, what you've seen as far as performance upgrades, man, and dive into why BMR is doing so many cool things on so many cool platforms, man. So quick break. It's Two Guys Garage Podcast. Kyle Breezy, BMR. Make sure you check him out, BMR Suspensions. He's my man, Kevin Bird. I'm Willie B, and we're back after the break. It is the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He is Kevin Bird. I am Willie B. We got Kyle Breezy, BMR Performance, man. I love these dudes. Check them out, BMR Suspensions. Hop online, man. You'll see exactly what we're talking about. These guys are amazing. You've probably seen them. You're probably well aware of them. Kyle, you're the marketing guy. Does that mean you really get to try out all these cool products and get a, you know, a little seat time at a bunch of cars that go through these upgrades? Because you guys sure make it easy, man.
Yeah, man, we have a bunch of these cars in-house. You know, we try to keep them in for testing purposes. So we test all these parts in-house, and I'm lucky enough that I get to drive the majority of them when we do add new parts to them.
Nice.
What are some of your top and most popular platforms? Because you guys have Corvettes of multiple generations, your Cadillac CTSVs. You know, even got some of your interesting, you know, Pontiacs, Camaros. What are some of the ones that really pop for you guys? And then what do you think is sort of a sleeper vehicle? Right, we don't think of it being really good in performance, but man, you throw a couple of good parts under it and all of a sudden it wakes up.
Yeah, man. I mean, honestly, like, our real popular parts are any of the late model Mustang stuff. I would say anything from 2005 to current, we're real strong in. Any of the late model Camaro stuff. And it's really weird as a company that we transcend both brands, because it typically you get strong in one or the other, but we definitely are really strong in both. And, you know, as far as a sleeper platform, it's kind of a small production number car, but man, the Pontiac G8s, you can honestly add a few parts to those cars and really get them handling well.
Yeah, that was kind of a sad short story, the G8. You know, it had all the makings, you know, not for maybe the coolest looking ride, but to have all the underpinnings, the LS motor, the whole bit, you know, rear wheel drive. Yeah, I've seen a few of those things decked out right, and they just rip.
Hey, Kyle, what about first-gen Camaros, man? Because that's where I first saw you guys. where I was kind of blown away at the performance in the car and what you guys were able to do with it. You guys now making parts for Chevelles, and it looks like you're really diving in, whether it's something like my Cadillac CTS-V, which I drive all the time, kind of one of my daily drivers, to some of these old school platforms. You guys get after it in an aggressive way, and it's piece per piece, or is it whole kits that you guys are really, you know, big fans of and would encourage people to get?
I mean, honestly, it really depends on what people are doing with the car. I'm never going to, you know, tell somebody that they need to buy everything we offer. It really comes down to what their goals are for the car. Sometimes it's better to buy piece by piece. Sometimes it's better to buy one of our kits. You know, what we recommend is just have people get with us and ask questions and let us know what they're looking to do. And we can kind of guide them in the right direction of what would be optimal for them.
Well, talk to me about some of your subframe braces, some of your suspension parts that you guys do for some of these older cars and newer cars. What are you guys offering out there, and how would people recognize BMR's pieces compared to a lot out there? I would say it. I would tell everybody, but everybody, I want Kyle to tell you. They got a certain look, you guys.
Yeah, I mean, we got a nice fabricated look, you know, and our parts come in the powder-coated black hammer tone or red finish. The majority of people use red because they want to show off what they've installed on the car. But I mean, anything tubular, anything laser, you know, plate, you know, that's the kind of stuff we do. We do pure fabricated parts, anything from front A-arms to subframe connectors to rear lower control arms, you know, you name it and we got it, man. We take care of cars from front to back.
Yeah, you really do, man. From A-arms to full-on kits and full kits. So if you're thinking about, we've all been in that old hot rod, and Kevin, I know you and I have talked about this a few times. That old clinker beater that, you know, feels like it's on washboards going down a country road or most highways. When you take a car like that and throw really just aggressive suspension, and I say aggressive because if you look online, you'll see where these guys really go above and beyond. Everything's gusseted. Everything's, you know, well above the factory offering and how strong it is. You know, spring rates on it's improved. The bushings are improved. Polyurethane. They really, Delrin type stuff. They really have made robust parts to replace these old flimsy pieces. And man, does it make a big impact on your old car and how it feels throwing it around an autocross or a road course.
Now, you guys offer the, like you said, the fabricated hard parts. Do you also offer like the coilovers and shocks that go with it? Do you have recommendations for those, especially for people that have, you know, kind of like we did recently, the 2019 Camaro? Right? It just came with, you know, a four-cylinder car. So, you know, the whole underpinnings are pretty much, you know, mundane and lame. So do you have recommendations to go along with your hardware sets?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a lot of the later model cars have really cool suspension from the factory, like MagRide and stuff like that, where we'll offer lowering springs to work in conjunction with that. But we do work with a few other companies where we offer, you know, aftermarket struts, shocks, coilovers, to really improve and get them to meet their goals that they're looking for with the car. So we definitely can hook anybody up front to back, whether it's shocks, coilovers, whatever is the best option for them, we can get them.
If somebody's got a you know, 67 Camaro and they want to take it from just an old, you know, cruiser hot rod to something they could throw around a road course track, kind of walk us through everything you guys have for something like that.
Okay, as far as that goes, the front of the car, you know, we got the upper and lower A-arms. They have the caster and camber correction built into them to really improve the handling and performance of the car.
Now, this is where Bird can really dive in, because he's an engineer with, you know, marbles rolling around his head that, you know, crack can unlock all this knowledge. Why would that be a benefit, Bird? You don't have your blue board, but break it down for people. Why would something like that be beneficial compared to that factory offering?
Well, it's all about that contact patch on your tire, right? That's all you have gripping the road, putting you in the direction that you want to go, accelerating, stopping, cornering, you name it. And the old geometry just moved the tire around in horrible ways. And those tires back then were kind of narrow, kind of round. You know, like a motorcycle, you can lean over and you're still on, you know, technically a contact patch. But we've got these wider, flatter tires, and if you get the wrong tip, you know, the wrong lean, especially if you're cambered out, you know, positive camber going into a turn, you're rolling on the outside edge of the tire, just bad juju all the way around. And you've got bump steer, you've got other things that, you know, make the car feel unsettled. So if you can get the correct geometry, that is the number one best starting point. Then it's all about adding the right stiffness to components so you don't have things like wheel hop. You can really dig into corners. And then it's all about control, getting a good, you know, spring and damper set up to keep that tire planted. But yeah, if you start out with the wrong geometry from the factory, that's kind of a no-brainer. You're sort of dead in the water there. And you'll see, you know, some vehicles, you know, the only approach is just put the heaviest, stiffest spring in there so there really is hardly any suspension left. You know, and that's what a lot of, you know, sort of track and race car type stuff did in the early days when we had such horrible vehicles to work with, was just spring them, you know, like bricks, put the biggest sway bar on so there effectively wasn't any suspension. And if you're on a smooth track, not so bad, but you take that onto a street where you really have to, you know, work with the roads and the cracks and crevices and all that stuff, then you're not really doing anything either because you're just skipping around instead of really gripping and biting.
Just kicking your own ass is what you're doing. All right, Kyle, pick it up. So you got, you know, control arms that fix the geometry and the camber. What else are you offering for that first-gen Camaro platform?
You know, we offer the solid Delrin body mount bushings. We offer the subframe connectors that really, you know, keep the car from flexing. And actually one of the most dynamic kits that we offer for that car. We offer a three-link style torque arm suspension for the rear of that car.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah, it gets rid of the leaf springs, man, which is the, you know, really the worst part of the car, and replaces it, you know, with the torque arm and lower control arms and coilovers in the back. And the nice thing about our setup, man, is you drill a couple holes in the frame rails and that's it. It bolts in. It is a awesome setup.
Yeah, he talked a lot about different, like Delrin bushings, right? You're stiffening things up. If you take any race car, you know, typically you'll see some kind of roll cage depending on the type of construction. And, you know, a lot of that is obviously for safety, but there's a lot of tubing in there and there's a lot of thought and engineering in there to make the chassis stiff, right? You want that thing to be a brick. You want the suspension to have all your motion in it. And so very clever, very calculated ways of stiffening up the chassis, like you mentioned, frame rail connectors and other things like that, body mounts, stiffening those bits up, stiffening up the control arms, and then your only motion, your only sort of compliance then would be the spring and then the damper to control it. And yeah, we put that rear torque arm suspension in a 69 Camaro, God, several years ago back on the show. Yeah. That was a hot setup, man. That was really cool.
Yeah, dude, I love that. I've got some seat time in one car that's had that done. One of these days I'll do that on my 67 Camaro. It's such a unique and really cool upgrade. And something that, you know, Kyle, I'm sure you get this a lot. You look at your parts and pieces and they look intimidating, but every time we've worked with them, they've been so precise. They've been so perfect as far as, you know, everything fitting and the overall fit and finish. It really is impressive what you guys are building and how to spec you guys are building them.
Yeah, man. One of our goals is really to make it easy for the end user to install the parts. You know, the easier we can make it for them, the easier life is on us. And, you know, if we can build an awesome part that bolts right up, man, it's just a no-brainer. I mean, that's just the best way to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, hey, can you hang on? We got a quick break. When we come back, more with Kyle Breezy, BMR Suspension, you guys. Check them out. Find them. These are one of these upgrade kits that you can feel confident doing on a weekend in your own shop. But, man, what a difference that car is going to feel like when you bring that thing out on Monday the following week. And believe me, you're going to not only feel the difference, man, your friends are going to feel the difference, too, when you're just slaying them on an autocross or road course, even if you do have a four-cylinder under the hood. So quick break. It's the Two Guys Ride Podcast. Kevin Bird, Willie B. We're back in just a minute. It is Two Guys Ride Podcast. He's Kevin Bird. I am Willie B. We got my man Kyle Breezy on from BMR Suspensions. You guys find them online, bmrsuspensions.com. Check out all the amazing offerings, but you're going to have to figure out what an A-body is, what a J-body is, an F-body. That's on you. That's on you guys. Do your homework. hey, Kyle, obviously a lot of these, you know, Chevy platforms can find homes for some really unbelievable upgrades. What have you seen as far as some big transitions? Do you have a car that, you know, I'm sure you probably have a lot of guys that work there. You bring in an old muscle car or modern muscle. I got a Cadillac CTSV. I got a modern Camaro that I've got a bunch of BMR stuff under. Which do you like seeing, you know, get BMR kits and packages and all done up with the BMR tags on it so you know they're out rocking it? You like the old school stuff, or you're more prone to some of the newer stuff?
Man, honestly, I'm more of a late model guy, but I'll take any car that's got any kind of power and fun to drive, man. I'll enjoy any of it, but I am a late model guy.
Yeah, you can't beat the power offered by today's hot rods. And, man, you guys are making all of them. It's really cool because, you know, Kevin, as an engineer, you're probably trying to get as much performance out of these cars on the OE side as you can. But yet these guys take some of that OE performance and really step up the game a little bit, because you guys have to compromise for things like, you know, drivability and that cush plush feel behind the wheel, whereas these guys are all about turning it up. Are you stoked when you get in one of these newer cars and see these upgrades, and are you shocked at the difference it makes even in newer platforms?
Yeah, man, you know me. I love every vehicle that's got, you know, that performance edge to it, you know? And I'm with you, man. We're biased to the old school, but everything we do old school, we like it because it's got that vintage, it's got the coolness to it, it's got that rareness to it. It turns heads, but man, when you get into that old stuff, it drives horrible, right? And we're, you know, we're sacrilegious in the, we're not restoring cars. We're building cars. We're building better cars. So we're trying to snatch all the newer stuff, you know, things like, you know, at BMR where you can upgrade that driving dynamics, but still have that old school feel. Now, fast forward to all the new stuff, man, I love every, you know, Ferrari, Lamborghini, you know, Audi R8. It doesn't matter, man. I love them all. And I really like them for what they can do so much better. So if I had my druthers, I'd always have one of each, you know, one to have that old school cool factor, but drive as much new as possible, but definitely have that, you know, modern muscle, modern, you know, sports car, supercar, because it's just so damn rad, you know?
Yeah. Hey, Kyle, what are you guys doing for some of the Hellcats? Because I see on your website you got, you know, obviously a bunch of new Challenger and Charger stuff out there. What are you guys – I mean, that's got to be a big market, man. Get them while you can. A lot of people are getting their hands on these Hellcats and straight going at it. What do you guys offer for the Mopar side of the coin?
You know, on the handling side of things, we offer, you know, low-ring springs. We offer sway bars. We offer some rear control arms, rear tow rods, that kind of thing. And then, you know, for drag racing stuff, the guys that really want to get serious, we actually offer a pretty cool 15-inch conversion kit that allows you to put a 15-inch wheel on the back of those cars. And that comes with a billet aluminum spindle, comes with a rear suspension kit. It comes with some really nice calipers that are proprietary to us that Will would build for us. So, you know, we do some real awesome stuff for that late model Mopar crowd.
Way cool, man. A lot of people are blowing them Hellcats up, man. love to see it. But like you said, you have things, and this is what's great about BMR. A lot of this technology applied to both drag racing and road courses, because really a lot of making that car perform better suspension-wise is just about stiffening that thing up.
Yeah, I mean, it really crosses over. You know, you don't really get into super specific parts till you really, really highly focus on either drag racing or handling. You know, otherwise, you know, the parts really as a whole work, whether you're doing street performance, whether you're doing drag racing, whether you're doing handling, you know. And that's the nice thing, is you can install suspension parts on that car and you can benefit in every aspect of that versus just having to focus highly on one.
Yeah, we got into Radford Racing here, and they have pretty much bone stock Hellcats. And I mean, it is really incredible what you can do with those cars right out of the factory. But, you know, we got to put them on the track. We got to put them to the ringers. And it didn't take but like a couple seconds before both Willie and I were like, you know, man, mushy.
Yeah.
This is not for me, you know. And that's where we go right to the catalogs and start picking out, you know, the upgrade parts. You know, one of the things you'd mentioned that we didn't really talk about was the sway bars for just about any ride. That is a huge upgrade. Now, it's nice to match a sway bar maybe with a set of springs, especially maybe a little bit lowering springs. You can get the CG down. But the sway bars is so huge for how a car drives, how it feels. from two aspects. So one, you know, in body roll, when the body starts to roll, effectively you're compressing that, you know, that outside wheel. And when you're doing that outside wheel compression, you typically start getting that contact patch and your camber off quite a bit. So that's the one side. You can flatten out the ride. You keep that suspension from compressing so much, and that's going to give you the better contact patch. But also when your vehicle is flopping back and forth, boy, that's that sort of instability, that insecurity that you get, that whoa, you know, especially when you're drifting one way, you let it snap back the other way, it's not flip-flopping on you. So that sway bar, in my mind, is kind of one of those must-haves as part of any kind of suspension upgrade.
Absolutely. Kyle, yeah. Tell us a little bit about that, man, as far as you guys, you know, just being out there and making these kits. Do you make overall total kits for the front and the rear, or people buying them piece by piece? What would you recommend the best route going?
I mean, we do make complete kits for cars, you know, and it just really depends on people's goals, on whether it meets their needs. You know, and people are really budget oriented, so it really comes down to budget and goals. But we do have some really well thought out kits that work well for people. So you can honestly really do it either way. You know, and really make a big improvement on the cars.
Yeah. And I would say, you know, you don't want to just go randomly order a part, but you know, these guys can work with you to say, okay, if I'm going to do a stage one, you know, what are the best parts to get? You know, what do I want to stiffen up? What do I want to improve on? And then maybe you can kind of, you know, whether they have a stage one or two, you can kind of work in that fashion, at least work through it kind of smart and methodically. So, you know, one random part, you know, it's like taking an engine and putting just a camshaft in it. If it doesn't have heads, if it doesn't have headers, you know, there's typically like at least a small subset of components that you want to match together, and they're working properly together. But yeah, you don't have to necessarily go all in and get the race motor or the full, you know, top to bottom suspension, but you know, you can work with these guys and get kind of what makes sense for what you're trying to do, and they'll help you with, you know, getting it in that proper order.
You don't have to, but I recommend it. Just taking it, you know, taking an old garbage ratchet 1967, 68, 69 Camaro suspension, blowing it all out, putting all the BMR stuff, whether you got that Chevelle, they even got it for the X-Body, some of the Nova stuff now. You guys, obviously, you're getting into some of the older muscle cars. You make it for basically any newer car. Do you feel like there's more, at least maybe in the horizon, there's more muscle car platforms you guys are going to look at doing? Are you going to look at doing, say, any old Mopars? And do you do any of the older Mustangs?
Well, it's funny you mentioned both those. Early Mopar is definitely on our agenda, and right now we're looking for a nice, clean, solid early Mustang, because that's one of our biggest questions that we get anytime we go to a car show or anything like that. So those are two big ones that we're going to do, and we're also going to start getting into the C10s and stuff.
Oh yeah, that sounds like good three combination right there, man.
Yeah, man, dude, if you guys did anything for the God, for the 70, you know, Chargers type platform, that Gen 2 Charger, oh man, I volunteer one of mine for sure. I look forward to that. It's going to be awesome. Now, you said some of the old Mustang stuff. I don't know who in their right mind would restore a Mustang. Bird's actually restoring two of them. But man, I feel like there's a big demographic out there that will just take as fast as you can make those and rip them off the assembly line. You're going to have a demographic out there buying those up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you see the local Mecum Kissimmee auction you guys had down in Florida, where literally it was setting records for all these old muscle cars? Because, man, something's going on in the muscle car world nowadays that hasn't happened in several years. But I feel like muscle cars and some of those cars from the 60s, 70s, maybe some older, some newer, if you could find anything decent from the 80s, there's like three of them. But I feel like some of these older cars are really seeing a huge resurgence, and the prices they're bringing tell that tale as well.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I think, you know, the guys that aren't just restoring, but actually building a car, you know, are getting more respect for the cars that they're building. And, you know, you're getting real value out of these muscle cars, and people are building nicer and better products, better cars, you know, so you're starting to see a lot of that come across the auction block and starting to see those prices increase.
Yeah, man. Well, I think it's, you know, the availability of modern drivetrains and the fact that it's easier nowadays than ever before to be able to swap an LS or a, you know, a new Ford or that Godzilla engine into something, or for sure the new Hellcat powertrains that are out there because everybody's crashing them. Like, all these modern powertrains are available. All you got to do is upgrade the suspension, and then you have the old school lines. You got modern and performing suspension with the modern drivetrain. Dude, you got a wicked cool ride that nobody has out on the street, or not. You know, it's not going to see it every stoplight and every stop sign. It's really cool that that's really driving those that resurgence. I really think that that market is as big as it has been in the last, you know, several years and or decades.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You're just seeing incredible cars being built. And just like you said, the swap world is just, it's on fire, man. You can buy kits that literally put any late model motor in any muscle car. It's amazing.
Hey, what do the prices go for your kit? If somebody was calling up saying, like, I just used my, you know, my Camaro as a good sort of foundation, or I got a 69 Chevelle. If I called up and said, hey, I want a full-on BMR kit, for the, you know, the front and the back as badass as I can go. What is the price range somebody's looking at? And then if they're calling up saying, hey man, I need sway bars and control arms, what do you got for me? Give us sort of the breakdown of where you guys see those prices normally rolling out.
Yeah. I mean, typically like our most basic kits are going to be like lowering springs and sway bars, and those kits, you know, they typically range $600 to $700. And then you got, you know, like a full first gen Camaro where, you know, you can do it from front to back with coilovers for, you know, roughly $5,000, $5,500, you know.
That's a good price, man.
Absolutely.
That's getting into it. Cause that car, I've been in one of those cars, you know, Kevin, if you remember that one we did, God, that was such a cool ride afterwards. Man, being able to get some seat time in one of those cars front to back that's got all the BMR stuff on it. Dude, that is a wicked on rail type driver of a car.
Talk about a wake up. You know, you get any one of those old rides, God, they're just horrible. Every bushing is already worn out. It's smoked. You know, like I said, the geometries are terrible. And really, man, once you can get a good, you know, set of hardware under there and then get a decent, you know, spring and damper package with a good sway bar, it's a whole different car. I mean, you're fast forwarding 30, 40, 50 years. And basically technology and freshness to turn one of those old rides into something that you can daily and really have little to no, you know, nothing left on the table. You're not giving up anything by, right, taking these old cool rides and putting, like you said, the modern, you know, engine transmissions and suspensions in them. And you're out there pretty much having as much, if not more fun than you would in any modern muscle car.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Kyle, who's driving the Fox Body Mustang in your shop?
Typically, it's either the owner or the owner's son, man. We got a really, really clean. It's an ex-FBI car, man. It's a notch. It's a really nice car.
Oh, wow. Okay. I knew somebody had to drive. What about the Camaro? Anybody got a 4th-gen or 5th-gen Camaro? 6th-gen?
Yeah. There's actually a few guys that have Camaros. I mean, pretty much any one of our guys that are employed there, man, we have all kinds of the cars in the parking lot. If you come by, man, you'll see anything from Fox bodies to 4th-gens to Trailblazer SSs, Corvettes, CTSVs, man, any of that stuff. Everybody,
that's awesome.
Everybody has that stuff there.
So you guys get the good employee discount?
Yeah, they definitely take care of us for sure there if we need any parts for our car, which is awesome.
Nice. You guys hiring?
Right? Always, always.
Kyle, how do people find you guys online? Just BMRsuspensions.com?
That's it, man. BMRsuspension.com. You can find us online. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, any of that stuff. You can contact us at. And we, anytime anybody's got any questions on anything, man, we're always happy to help them out.
Amen to that. You guys have some tech guys there to help if anybody's got questions, concerns, or looking at what to go with?
Absolutely. I got 3 or 4 sales guys in the office and tech guys that help out that can answer any question anybody has. So like I said, people don't hesitate to give us a call. We're more than happy to help out with anything we can.
Yeah, man. These guys are fantastic. Down in Florida, all of the guys that work there really live that lifestyle. And man, trust me, when you're throwing that BMR stuff under the Chevelle, under the Camaro, under the Corvette, or the, you know, the Hellcat, dude, you're going to be so just over the top with how it performs, how it handles, and how much you could throw at it, man. Smiles per miles, baby. They definitely give you a bunch more. All right, Kyle, we sure appreciate your time. Make sure you check out a TV show airing weekends on the Motor Trend Network. Check your local listings. It's also available on Motor Trend Plus, which is their streaming source. Thanks to our guest, Kyle Breese. He is with BMR Suspensions. Find him online, bmrsuspensions.com. Thanks to my man, Kevin Bird. I am Willie B., producer Scoop, and executive producer Bob Ecker.
Yeah, don't forget to check out our website, too, at twoguysgarage.com. Share your thoughts with us on social, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Two Guys Garage. Now, this Two Guys Garage podcast, it's copyrighted 2023, Britton Productions Incorporated, all rights reserved.
Hey, Kyle, man, for real, keep me in mind on that, you know, early Mopar B-body stuff. I'm your Huckleberry.
Absolutely, man. You'll definitely be hearing from me when we're ready for that stuff.
I got an early Mustang or two I could roll down there, too, so.
Yeah.
We like them all, man. We'll definitely get with you, too, Kevin.
Right on, right on.
Hey, buddy. Hey, and you didn't tell us what you were driving, Kyle.
Man, it's funny. I have a C6 Corvette that I drive around.
That's not funny. That's cool. Nice. Well, I dig it.
Yeah, I don't mind it, man. It's a nice daily driver. It's got 180,000 miles. I drive the crap out of that thing.
Giddy up.
Nice 180,000 mile Camaro. Yeah, you are, bro. Hell yeah.
Hey, that's righteous. We all wish we could put 180,000 miles on a, you know, on a ride like that.
So. Yeah, absolutely, man. Got to have fun stuff to drive.
Amen on that, brother. Well, hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. We'll catch you on the next one. Kyle, always great hearing from you, man. See you soon, bro.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, see you on the next Two Guys Garage podcast.
Two Guys Garage podcast is a production of Britton Productions. For more episodes, visit iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.